couch, dogs, me, guitar lessons. Hey there, Lickin' Riffers, how are you doing? Welcome to another full fingerstyle arrangement lesson right here on Lickin' Riff. And in this video, we're going to learn a full fingerstyle arrangement of Funky Town. I'm going to play it for you in a second so you can see and hear how it goes. And then we're going to break it down lick by lick, chord by chord, note by note, with tabs right here on the screen as usual. It goes like this. Enjoy. Okay, so you start the intro with 8 C octaves. Okay, 8 times. 3 on the 5th string, 5 on the 3rd string. Okay, 8 times. Now, make sure you're not playing them together. They shouldn't blend into one another. Okay, you should play it staccato. Short notes with silence between the notes. The way to do that is to simply stop pressing the string after you play the note. Just stop pressing it. Okay, stop applying force and just touch the string. Okay, and this creates the effect. No need to mute using your picking hand. You just stop pressing. And that's the way to do the intro. Then comes the main melody, which is 5-5-3-5 on the 3rd, and then 5 on the 4th. Strings, I mean. Forgot to mention the word string. And, 6 years into this channel, and I forget to say string. Then you have 5 on the 4th string, then 5 on the 3rd, then 6-5 on the 2nd. Then 5 on the 3rd string again. That's the melody. Now, you can play a continuous bass, but that's kind of hard to maintain throughout the song, so you can play a bass note every beat, okay? Or alternate in between any way you feel like, to create an interesting back and forth kind of arrangement. It's up to you. You just take what I show you and make your own arrangement out of this. This is how it works here on Lickin' Riff. So that's the intro, basically. You play the melody twice. So 8 times, then 'Have fun with this. This is a very simple melody, so you can do whatever you like with it. And then you start the verse, which uses the same notes. It's 5-5-5 on the 3rd string, then on the 2nd string. Then you bar the 8th fret, and you play the 6th string on 8. This is, again, C. It's the same note. And it's 8 on the second string, twice. Okay, or 3 times, or 1 time, you don't have to stick to the lyrics. And then 12, 10, 8 on the E string. And then immediately, okay, so you get this. Okay? And then you do it again. Okay? Everything. The. Okay? And then the. After you play this twice, you have this. Okay? You play strings 3 and 4 as an inverted G5 chord. That's what it is. And the melody is 10 and 12 on strings 1 and 2 4 times. Then 10 and 8 and 10 on strings 1 and 2, sorry. Okay, 10 and 12, 8 and 10. Then 7 and 8. Then 5 and 7 3 times. And then 3 on the E string. And I recommend playing it with your third finger or with your pinky, because you're gonna need a G next. So 3 on the 6th string. Now you can use your first finger for 3 and use your thumb on the 6th string, but there's no need to get all technical here. You can just put a G chord. So, and then you have the same melody, the main melody of the song, the riff, but on G. So G is your bass here, 3 on the 6th string, and you play, not that, you play the open 3rd string twice, 3 on the 4th, open 3rd, open 4th, then 4th, 3rd, open strings, and then 1-0 on the 2nd, open 3rd again, mostly open strings, so. And after you do that, you play this again. Now there's a catch at the end there. You play the 10 and 12 3 times, the 8 and 10 3 times, the 7 and 8 3 times. Then you play 7 and 8 again, and then you put 3 and 5, but you bar the 3rd fret, because you're going to need to go back to the main melody again. And if you do this, then you're gonna need to let it go to put the C bass on. Okay, like this. And why cut it off? You can just put it on. Bar on 3, 3-5 on strings 1 and 2. Okay, so 5 on the 2nd string. And just continue into the line. So. Let it just fade away on its own. That's the trick that I use. Just bar instead of playing a solo. Then you have the, okay, the melody, I mentioned that, and then you have gotta move on. So I do it like this. Thumb on 8 on the 6th string, and 8-8-6-8 on strings 1 and 2. It's a bar, a third of a bar, so. And then immediately go back to the middle of the melody. Okay? You start from 5 on the 4th string. So this replaces this. Okay? It's actually the same notes. Okay? Octave. It's the same notes, just an octave higher. So. Okay? So you continue from 5 on the 4th string, and make sure you're putting on 3 on the 5th. Sounds complicated, but it's only a matter of practice. We're rarely playing chord shapes in this arrangement, so at least so far. So basically it's just bass notes and melodies, and most of the bass notes are C. So. On the song, the original song, they play it 3 times. then you have this. Okay, a bass move. So it's G octaves twice, 3-5 on string 6-4, down 2 frets to 1 and 3 for F, down 1 fret to 0 and 2 for E. Then it's supposed to go down to D, but we'll go up 5 and 7 on strings 5 and 3. And then you have 3-3 on the 5th string, 3 on the 6th, 1-1-2 on the 5th. And that's the verse. Then you have the famous... the famous chord riff, which turns the melody into C minor 7. Okay? So it's a bar on 8 with 10 on the 5th string. And then, okay, it's 8, 11, 8, 11 on the 2nd string, 8 on the E string. So, okay, you can harmonize with the chord if you like, you don't have to. And then you have... 11 on the second, 8, 11 on the first. Then the first one again. Right? And then 11 on the second, 8 on the first, 8 on the third. So, right? And make sure it's staccato as long as you can make it staccato. So don't stress out about it. You can do, okay, or okay, the notes together don't really matter here because it's high notes instead of low notes. But if you can do this and just stop barring every time, sounds a little better, okay? And you play this twice. Okay, so and then you have F, right? The interlude after the saxophone interlude after the chorus. So, okay, da 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 da. It's down up 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 down, right? And then it's okay, it's 1-4, 1-4, 1-4 on strings 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Then slide to 6, 4 on the E string. Okay, you can do a bluesy sort of thing here if you like. It's 6, slide to 7, slide to 6, 4 on the E string. But I suggest you do it the second time around as an embellishment. So, okay, and then F again. And then... it's 1-4 again on strings 1 and 2, then 4-3-1 on the E string. You can slide from 3 to 4, okay? Then 4-4 slide to 6 on the 2nd string. And then you do it again, and then you can use the embellishment. Then... and then you either go back to or go back to the beginning. Right? And if you want to finish, this is a good way to finish. And just end it on F. It's a cool way to end it and also break a little bit of the expectation on ending on the C note. It's just my way of doing it. You don't have to, just a suggestion. So before you go practice this, subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. I don't know what you're waiting for. There's a ton of free lessons over here, and the tabs are free as well. In the description, you will find the link to the tab, and above the tab, you'll see a donation button, just in case you wanna give something back, even though everything is free. So everything goes right back into Lick and Riff, into your guitar education, and it all takes time and work. It's a lot of work working on these lessons and producing them. And if you wanna help out, I'd be more than grateful to you for any donation you choose to make. So thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you in the next lesson. Go have fun with this. Bye for now.